to call to order the July 1st meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Welcome, everyone. If anyone from the audience would like to speak, if they could just make sure before public comment that they sign in, that would be great, signing at the podium. At this time, I'd like to ask Kay Erickson to lead us in the pledge, please.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kay. Fiscal officer's report. Mr. Myers.
Yes. First off, I would like to... There's some supplemental appropriations I'd like to ask the board to approve. You'll see those in your packet, I'm sorry. For TIF legal fees for the Trail Festival for contracted services. Do you see those there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want us to move the supplemental appropriations, Pat? Is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can we do these all together?
You can. That's why we boxed them that way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, I'll go ahead and offer a motion to retroactively authorize our fiscal officer to proceed with the following supplemental appropriations. To account 2902-390-311-0000 from account 2902-760-730-0000 in the amount of $20,000, no change, for the purpose of our TIF legal expenses. Next, I would like to move the appropriation. It would be to account 1000-610-599-0000 from fund 1000-760-730-0026 in the amount of $3,000 and no change for the purpose of our Genoa Trail Festival. And lastly, it would be to account 1000-120-760-0000 from account 1000-120-230-0000 in the amount of $2,500, no change for contracted services.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is that, I'm sorry, 360 and not 760.
Well, 760 was in the second.
Second column.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Okay.
I can reread it if
you want. Why don't we just under contracted services?
Okay.
Maybe I made the mistake.
For contracted services, we are appropriating to account 1000-120-360-0000 from account 1000-120-230-0000 in the amount of $2,500 to no change.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Is there discussion? Contracted services again, Mr. Myers.
Contracted services can be anything from technology to any contracted services we have out there. This is not additional cost. This is moving within the accounts that are there.
Oh, I see.
These aren't additional expenditures. We just don't have them in the correct accounts right now. I want to get them over to the correct accounts. So that's why they're supplementals.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Contracted service. You don't know specifically, though, what they are.
Well, we're not spending the money. We're just moving it.
Right.
Over.
We're just
so
moving.
There isn't anything specific right now.
There might be a purchase order pending that fits that category
okay.
better than the 230 category. So our resolution over from the 200 to the 300.
Okay.
So the money is there in the event that we have a contract.
Yeah, it's not going to match the way your purchase order tonight.
Okay, we've already appropriated it. Okay.
Yes. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next, there's some purchase orders I would like approved. The first being to law firm for TIF legal matters. You see that in your notes there? To Benish, Friedlander, Copeland, and Arnott.
Okay, I'll move to approve a then-and-out purchase order to Benish, Friedlander, Copeland, and Aronoff, LLP, in the amount of $2,762.50 for TIF matters. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion? That's the law firm.
The law firm is handling
of
the
Steve Grassbaugh, right, our TIF attorney.
What's happening, we approve this, but next year you're going to see a blanket purchase order because there's going to be... So what's happening is we're doing these then and nows because it's coming up, we're doing it, we're paying, and then we're doing it then. So we're going to ask for a blanket purchase order next,
okay.
So we don't have to do that any longer, then and nows, okay?
Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next you will see the blanket purchase order for $10,000 to allocate those funds for TIF legal issues for the rest of the year.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $10,000 for TIF legal matters.
Second. Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter.
Aye.
The next is a purchase order to Mr. Peterson's office, Delaware County Treasurer, tax payment for us of
$3,892.67. Okay. Is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to purchase order to Delaware County Treasurer John Peterson in the amount of $3,892.67 for 2009 second half property taxes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next is a purchase order for West Camp Press, which is the new printing company that we, again, Linda Greco doing a fine job in negotiating with different companies and bids to handle that. This is our annual payment for the newsletter. So we are replacing, and I don't have it off the top of my head, the company that did it prior, but
right.
West Camp will now be doing that. So that's what this is for.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve purchase order to West Camp Press Incorporated in the amount of $7,500 for printing services.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Just want to give hats off again to Linda Greco. I think she found some substantial savings. At least a couple $1,000, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, every little bit helps, and we appreciate her initiative.
Right. And the newsletter arrived, I know, at my home today, so looks good.
Yeah. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Farfania?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Lastly, we need to permanently appropriate. We have appropriations in place already. We want to do a permanent appropriation from the gasoline tax fund, taking it from 70 to 370 for the road improvements. We're going to need that money sitting there. Again, total amount already appropriated, but we need to move more money over there, and then we will send, after we pass resolution, it'll go up to George Kessel's office for their approval of our appropriation, of the new appropriation.
Okay, is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to amend the 2010 permanent appropriation for gasoline tax fund from $70,000 to $370,000 for improvement of sites.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
That's it as far as anything I need your approval on tonight. The only thing I would mention announcement-wise is we do have scheduled July 8th at 8 a.m., I just found this out today. July 8th at 8 a.m., we will have a post-audit meeting here at the Township Hall. So any trustee that's able to make it, that'd be wonderful. Paul Wise will be here, obviously, myself, Donna Batten. There's some residents will be involved. Mr. Bird, who's on the committee with us, has been for a long time. He's going to be there, okay. And others as well. So it's kind of my formal announcement that it's that day because we just found out about it today. But at that time, we'll receive the management letter. We'll receive the audit final, and I'll do final sign off on that. And then we'll be posting it to the website. It'll be available for anybody that wants to see it.
Okay, that's a Thursday.
Yes, 1 week from today at 8 a.m.
Okay. And along the same lines, I don't see it on the announcements, but we do have our investment meeting. Isn't that scheduled?
Yes,
that is
our investment July committee.
15th at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we have our investment quarterly meeting with Fifth Third Bank to review our investments.
Okay.
Mr. Raffani, myself, Mr. Wise, David Engelson. We all meet with Fifth Third Bank and look at where we're at and what our next step is for the next quarter.
Okay. July 15th.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone who wishes to make public comment? Okay. Moving to new business, police. Mr. Wise.
Chief Taylor is not here tonight, but he wanted me to go over this issue, this item on his agenda. Last year, the police and fire departments co-sponsored two events, the National Night Out on August 4th and the Ice Cream Social on September 27th. The events were well attended, however, there was difficulty in obtaining some volunteers for both. It was suggested that the Ice Cream Social be held in the summer, and this year both events will be held on August 3rd at 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. This year the events will include free food, hot dogs, ice cream, cookies, slushies, pop, and water, kids games, fire and police displays including a helicopter or two, canine demo, smokehouse, entertainment, there's a band and Mr. Balloon will be there, and free document shedding by the Mid-Ohio Shredding. Last year, Homemade Ice Cream, that's the name of the company, helped defray the cost of the ice cream by donating ice cream. However, the township still incurred a cost of approximately $2,400 for both events. And to ensure that another successful event, Chief Taylor would like to ask for a purchase order in the amount of $2,500, blanket probably, and $2,500 to cover any associated expenses with this function.
Okay, you want a blanket purchase order? He'd like a blanket purchase order for
yes.
$2,500.
For okay. any supplies or okay. in case the ice cream commitment doesn't come through this year, that we can still hold the event and have it be successful.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll offer up a motion to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $2,500.
Yes.
For our police department for the purpose of the National Night Out on August 3rd.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Paul, is that going to be at McNamara or?
Yes.
Okay.
A nice event last year.
Yeah.
If we're in the middle of some heavy construction, which I don't know if that's part of the park will be being messed up, then it will have to call an alternate location.
Paul, if it is going to be held at McNamara, even with if there's a little bit of construction, I think it would be nice if we had maybe the site plans of what that's going to look like. The graphics, so people can kind of start visualizing what the
sure.
things will be.
It'd be a good idea to have those available for
view. Yeah, maybe for Trails Day, too, that might be a good thing.
Sure, okay. We have some good renditions of that.
Okay.
Great. Right.
I could possibly stay up here and do my part, and since Joe's not here right now to do the nuisance abatement, so I'm going to...
Okay.
Need a vote.
Oh, a vote.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Thank
Ms.
you.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Motion carries. Gosh, then we may not have had that ice cream. Thank you, Mr.
I recently was approached by the city engineer from Westerville, and she had received some complaints from township residents, city of Westerville residents, about a traffic backup that's been occurring at pretty much from the Home Depot parking lot. Traffic stacks up trying to turn left, especially on Maxtown. Mm-hmm. And she has came back to the township and said, you know, this is in the TIF area. It would be a good project for, and I have a project for an enhancement to that area, an infrastructure enhancement. So they went out and received some bids for this enhancement. What they want to do is manipulate the red light and make some upgrades to that intersection that will help facilitate the flow of traffic. And so she was came back to the township with a quote of $2,730 to U.S. Utility for that improvement. And so it's basically re-engineering the stoplight so that the phases that it's going through will be more would help flow leave the traffic better at that intersection.
Well, I don't believe that there's no turning signal, isn't there? A left-hand turn signal.
Right.
Right.
So if I'm correct, so
right.
I'm visualizing.
There's
it.
No arrow.
That's what they would be adding, kind of modifying
yes.
it to allow an arrow to.
It's to install a southbound left turn protected permissive phase at the traffic signal, and this will accommodate traffic exiting Northgate Plaza. The existing controller is interconnected with a master located in State and Polaris. The intersection drawing and wiring, okay, that's just some okay. detail. But this will be an enhancement to upgrade that traffic light and also provide some maintenance during the upgrade for some police presence mm-hmm. at that location. And every